FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and well, gold is back over $1,500 the ounce. We've been talking to a lot of companies. We are still very bullish on the company that you're about to hear from. Just amazing news coming out of the company. Surprises right and left. But when you have really talented people, success always takes a different turn. And with us now is our good friend, Ivan Bebek. You know the company well, Auryn Resources. That's A-U-R-Y-N resources.com. Let me just give you the ticker symbol on the TSX. It's A-U-G. And on the New York Stock Exchange, it's A-U-G. So no problems finding the symbol. And Ivan, you're back with us here. You know, one thing I know, when I talk to you, there's always going to be something. You're not just checking in to say hello.
Thanks so much, Kerry. It's absolutely a pleasure to be back here. And you're bang on. I mean, we haven't done an interview in a few months now. And when I'm busy and you're not talking to me, things are generally happening in the background. So some really good updates, and we're getting close to some really exciting things. And I think we see a big turn in front of our share price performance here in the coming months. And we can talk about that today.
Hey, excellent. And yeah, we love to hear. So I guess first we should start off with Committee Bay. You got had a release out today. You got some positive results there.
Yeah, so Committee Bay, Tier 1 Gold Swing, Northern Canada. We've been on this thing. This is our fifth year. To be real concise about it, this was our smallest program in terms of cost that we've done. We financed it ourselves, but it was one of our biggest results and breakthroughs. And what we saw, you know, we drilled 30 meters at 0.7 with a meter and a half of 5 grams. You know, people are yawning at that kind of result. If you look at our press release, you'll see it's right over top of a massive target, right? That's a really good start for something that could develop into more. But more importantly, we were using artificial intelligence and machine learning. And before we went and broke the bank, and spent $20 million up here drilling 10 or 15 of the AI targets, we decided to be prudent to pilot test it. And we've got a work in progress that we think eventually is going to be an extremely useful tool. The biggest outcome of this year's program has been the question we've been trying to answer for 5 years. How do we target the high grade at Committee Bay? And what we've said in our press release, we've eloquently explained it, is through the geophysics, which basically, for the generalist, you're putting electrical and magnetic currents in the ground to see what's underneath the surface, right? There's a signature when you do that. We figured out this year what signature is showing us where the high grade is. So we've drilled gold 3 years in a row, but now we actually know how to go target the high grade gold. So an amazing outcome of a very small program that we think will be imperative going forward for future major gold discoveries. Again, it's one of the biggest gold belts in the world that has potential along 300-kilometer trend to host multiple high-grade gold deposits, and we feel we've unlocked the targeting mechanism to go do that. So a great outcome, small program, but as you know, 8 out of our last 10 press releases have been about Peru this year, and that's where all the excitement's kind of been as we go into hopefully drill Peru in early Q1 around February next year.
Hey, yeah, that's right around the corner here. I mean, we're in November already, if you can believe it. And you've got the drill permit updates, and you got some amazing news going on there.
So just high level on Sombrero, this is a project that took us all by surprise. There's a major belt in Peru. It has the mine called Las Bambas. That's the biggest one. There's about 5 or 6 other major world-class deposits there. Las Bambas would be about $60 billion gross value of copper and molybdenum, right? Real good thesis we had on it. We think the belt continues to the west. Other people did not take on this thesis because there was a lot of volcanic cover. Volcanoes erupted, they covered the rocks. We found some erosional windows. We started finding copper and gold versus copper and moly. And obviously gold is worth a lot more than molybdenum. But what was impressive to the world was we're seeing 100 to 230 meters of the same grade of copper gold that's being mined in this big mine next door. And then we're seeing, you know, signatures that are very representative, you know, they're called intrusions that are mineralized with high grade copper and gold extensively and over bigger widths, you know, a grade that could be potentially economically mined, and we're comparing it in scale to potentially finding another Las Bambas. And this is what really took hold of our share price in the first half of this year. And then you've touched on permits, because you need permits to drill in Peru. It's an elaborate process, but it's not delayed extensively. I have to make this very clear. We delayed filing our permit until June. We originally were going to file it in February. And the reason why we did that is because we found the only few holes that have ever been drilled at Sombrero prior to us by anyone in the world. It was done by a steel company looking for iron ore deposits. They drilled the edge of the system. They drilled 116 meters of 0.58% copper or gold equivalent. That is the same grade as the mines next door. There's power lines on the property. There's roads to the property. That would be potentially a highly economic, you know, event to go after and to try and find more of that. What those drill holes did was they moved all of our target drill pads around, because we could use the signal around those drill holes. As I mentioned before, with electrical magnetic currents, we can target the big area properly so we can put our drills in the best places. We cost ourselves about 3 months in our permit receiving, but we did it for the absolute perfect reason. So our drill holes are in the right place. So where we sit today is we're about to get something called the DEA. It's the environmental development, environmental permit to allow you to go and drill a project. There's one more phase after this, which is the shorter phase, but this is the lengthy one that can be cumbersome and take more time. We expect to receive the DEA in November. We're really active with the mine ministers about the process of where it's going, and we don't see a reason why it shouldn't be received in November, which leaves us with the last phase, which is the social permit. We've done incredible social work. We spent nearly $1 million Canadian, or $700,000 US. We brought in part of that money from the government NGOs and from the community itself to do sustainable long-term programs that would be long existent after we leave. The community, our relationship is pristine. Congress in Peru has recognized the way we've done the community work and gave the community an award for how we've done this community work. So we believe the last process being social, based on what we've done and we continue to do and expand on, will go pretty quickly. And you talk about timing to get a drill permit. Well, you're right. November and then December, which is predominantly a holiday month. But as of January, you're looking forward to a drill permit possibly within 30 or 40 days from January when you come back from holidays, right? And if you followed our company's performance up at Committee Bay in previous years, or just when we go drill something, and this is where Sombrero is going to draw a lot of attention, it's a tier one swing. We're swinging at finding a Las Bambas. We're swinging at finding the start of a potential $60 billion ore body, right? That speculation of that should start to pick up considerably once we receive our DEA, the last stage of permit before we do the social permits. And so going into November, December, I think we're going to be on the very, very short path towards getting a permit. And we're barely done telling our story to the market and to the world, because there's so many people that have gotten wind of this that want to hear about it. And I'll put it in reference to the entire market. There's not many companies in the world going after tier one discovery opportunities. Mm. We've had several major mining companies come and visit the project. They've all come back with the same report card that it's a legitimate tier one exploration swing. I really like third-party validation because it takes away any bias we might have internally. But that seems to be the consistent feedback we're getting. Does it mean we drill the perfect hole on the first day? Absolutely not. These systems can come in after your fifth hole, your 10th hole. But what I can tell you about Sombrero and how big it's getting, you could probably drill this project, this land position, which is about 1,200 square kilometers. You could be drilling targets for the next 3 years and still be finding stuff. You know, so it's truly spectacular. It's gotten global attention from major mining companies, from major investors. And those of you who have not had the chance to learn about Sombrero, I deeply encourage you to look at our press releases this year. It is something that is truly a once-in-a-lifetime thing for us as a management team. Our geologists are all formerly from Newmont. They're global experts within Newmont, some very astute geologists. And in our press releases, we've described it as the best thing we've seen in our careers pre-drilling. That's an exciting project. It's not the only one that's getting that kind of excitement in Peru. There's another one called Curry Bio, which I'm sure you'll ask me about, that's about to get a bunch of samples back, and another major trend in Peru. But what you have to think about when you think about Orin, whether you're thinking about our gold stuff in Canada or our copper gold stuff in Peru, you've got to think about tier one, meaning potentially one of the top 20 mines on the planet. That's what we're about as a management team. We're going after the painfully hard to find, but extremely rewarding tier one discovery. And we have one of them on deck. And if you were to come on a site visit, and I hope you do in the near future, Kerry, the way that the Sombrero project shows, you'll be walking on copper and gold for 2 days. That's how big it is. And you're still on the first target we're going to drill.
Yeah. 1200 kilometers is big. And you've staked additional claims at Sombrero.
Yeah. So finding these claims and being the first movers on the other half of this belt, if we're right, we're not going to find one potential mine. We might find four or five of them. So we've gone out while we're waiting for permits. And we said, look, where else might there be a major copper, gold, or silver deposit? You know, we've seen some great results recently for some other stuff we've sampled. And we went out and we acquired a 72 square kilometer, which is substantial area, next to some high grade copper that we've sampled in one of our claims. But the actual copper draining off of these rocks in this area is more impressive than where all the excitement's been generated, where we're about to drill right now. And I'm not putting down what we're about to drill. It's spectacular. I'm describing it as a tier one world-class swing. But I'm saying, if you look at our press release and what we just staked, the pink is the hot numbers in copper. Compare it to where we've done all our work to date, and you'll see some spectacular numbers. So, you know, it's truly taken a lot of energy, a lot of confidence, a lot of tenacity and perseverance to be the first movers to go out and do this and swing this big. But it's something that we think is, you know, it's going to make the wait well worth it when we get towards drilling these things here in the near future.
Wow. So another 8,500 hectares and you're just getting started. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's truly just the beginning. I think you have to think a lot further than the first drill program to get a chance to even digest a portion of the size of what could come out of here. But, you know, it's just, again, the fact that we're even talking about extending one of the world-class belts and owning the entire, you know, the best parts of it, it's just something you don't see every day. And, it, you know, it gives us tremendous upside. But while we were doing this, we've had a project in Peru called Caribaya. We acquired this 4.5 years ago. And it was our first project in Peru. And the reason why we acquired this project is because it was on this major trend of huge, some of the biggest copper gold mines in the world. Cerro Verde, Quellaveco, Tocopala, these are the big, big ones in Peru, huge. And so then it also is on the border of the epithermal belt, where there's a mine called Chuquipaca that's 7 million ounces of gold. You know, so it's on this confluence of two major belts. And what we put out in a press release in August was the historical samples taken by somebody else. And I think there's 15 of them are multi-kilo silver. And you're like, wow, that's pretty substantial. And this is over about a 5.5-6 square kilometer area. So you're kind of like, okay, you're on this huge trend. You're getting several samples, I think 22 to be exact, over 200 grams silver, but a lot of it being multi-kilo silver. When you go look for mines, Kerry, you go look for big trends. We have two of them that meet here. One is copper gold and one is precious metals. We start to get these silver samples and we're thinking what to make of it. If you think of looking for fire and you're going to see a bit of smoke on surface in Caribaya's project, multi-kilo silver is the smoke you're looking at, which is absolutely outstanding in terms of grade. And to have that over a 5 or 6 square kilometer area begs one to speculate on this huge trends where they meet. Could there be a world-class silver deposit underneath the smoke that we're seeing on surface? And then because it's on the porphyry trend and you generally can see big porphyries butting up against these silver deposits, do we have a big shallow porphyry right next to it? Could this be something as big as Sombrero? We have 500 samples in the lab. Results will start coming out next week, but I expect a couple press releases here. What you should know also, Kerry, is that to permit here is a lot easier than Sombrero. It's in a fairly desert arid region, which doesn't have as much, it's not as arduous as the permitting would be in where we are with Sombrero. We think quite confidently that we should be able to get a permit to drill in Q4. So this year has been finding big exploration swings. Sombrero, there's two major targets that we plan to drill next year starting in February. And then we plan to drill this project in Q4. And we think permitting, you know, instead of waiting for permits all year like we're doing this year, which can be cumbersome on the share price, we're going to go over more towards actually drilling these tier one swings. So next year is going to be led and finish by drilling. And this year, the tough, long wait for permits, it's almost over. So it's going to be truly spectacular.
Hey, I know that dealing with governments is always difficult. It always takes longer than you think. But the government of Peru wants this project. They want it badly. They need it. And you got to jump through all the hoops and you got to fill out all the right forms and fill it out the right way. Have the right people representing you who can make your case. And then eventually the permit goes through and it's just a memory.
So just a touch on government, and I'm really glad you brought that up. We permitted one of our other projects called Huiacollo just south of Curibaya earlier in about 2000, and I believe it was 2017 that we did it and we drilled it. And we got those permits in record time. And so we are super integrated with the permitting agencies and the government in Peru, and we've already permitted it in Peru. So this is not our first rodeo. Our geologists from Newmont worked on Yanacocha, spent at least a decade of some of their lives in Peru. And our key Peruvian who manages us through all of the bureaucracy, he's been slated to be mine minister a few times. He refuses to. It's too cumbersome of a job and it's very political, but he stays with us instead. But we are connected right to the top. I would say Peru as a place to go explore is going to be the future of endowment. If you want a big discovery as a shareholder, you got to look towards Peru. The government recently dissolved Congress. There's been some exciting politics that we've all read about and heard about, and it sounds scary to a lot of people. We're seeing political turmoil or excitement everywhere. We saw it in our Canadian election. We see it all the time in the US. We've seen it overseas. And what you have to think about Peru is this. They are the number two copper producer in the world. I think number three in zinc. This is a mining country that their largest proponent of their GDP will come from mining. They are going to protect mining at all costs. You hear about the odd mine that's had issues here and there. Those are isolated to specific events with those mines. But what keeps happening is support from the government comes in to help push these mines forward. Peru has a natural ambition to want to raise their production profile further so they can continue to grow with their GDP. All the major mining companies are operating in Peru, Newmont, Goldcorp, Anglo, Freeport, all the big guys are in Peru. And that gives you a sense of stability and confidence that it's a place to go and see and go look for major projects. When major barracks there as well, when major mining companies come out and want to look at your project because you might have a major discovery, that tells you that the politics going forward, much better understood by these massive mining companies, is probably a lot better organized than we think as junior companies. So we're being very calculated and very smart. We're acquiring more ground in Peru. We have an instep right into government, and we believe that Peru is going to maintain to be a premier place, not only to find the big mines, but to go and get paid for finding these mines and potentially sell them to bigger companies down the road. So government-wise, politically, I think we're seeing the soft dust landing after some dust that was stirred up politically. And I think you're going to see a country that's very pro-mining going forward. So very excited about it. We've permitted in the past. The process is elaborate, but it's very fair. I'd say our delay in permitting Sombrero is about 2 weeks from guidance we were given. The permitting agency has been very responsive. They've been very cooperative. And I think there's a natural ambition, or actually I know this, to make it a little bit less arduous going forward. They're going to try and make it a bit easier for us as permitters to get permits. We are extremely socially responsible. That is your report card to any mine anywhere in the world. That's something we do as much as a major would do it, building a mine from day one within reason. But we treat projects before we drill the first hole as if they're going to eventually become mines, so we protect them. But that being said, you know, I'm going to fall back on Sombrero again, and I'm just going to focus on the first targets we're going to drill. If we have a shot at finding a Las Bambas, a $60 billion, you know, ore body, even half of that in our company, in a market where you're seeing copper start to turn to the upside because of the ridiculously low inventories, you know, if you look at copper as a commodity and you say the word climate change, those two should be in the same sentence because copper solves climate change. Everything electric will need copper on this planet, and our planet is modernizing. So I think the copper is truly the precious metal of base metals by far and large. So our timing to go in and find a major copper discovery is a year or two ahead of one of the biggest copper rallies I think we'll see in the copper space, just based on a lot of things that are going on with copper. People get excited and say trade wars and recession, inventories being low, the modernization, the use, the addition of electric cars, the copper game has changed. It's not easy to find these massive copper mines. He who finds a big mine, it doesn't really matter what commodity you're in, gets paid extremely well. But, you know, as you've noticed here today, we've talked about copper, gold, we've talked about gold up north, and we start talking about silver in Peru. Silver is extremely valuable and it can do extremely well. Multi-kilo silver in the smoke above what you're going to go drill and explore is truly an exciting precious metal swing. But it's not that we found that high grade of silver that impresses us. It's that we find it on an average over a really good grade. And you'll see in the next press release as we get samples out, we found it over 5 square kilometers. And in the world of size, that's impressive. It's really impressive. So, you know, we're really excited. If that isn't coming through in this call, I don't know what would. But it's truly a big turn for us because we're in the final few months before we get the permit. And we're going to have a lot of news out of Curibaya as we wait for those permits. And yeah, look forward going into an extremely exciting Q1 of next year.
Oh, it sounds really exciting and sounds like you're going to be busier than ever. Maybe one of these days you'll get to take a rest.
I'm about to go on the road for 6 weeks. I'll be on the road probably till the second week of December. And that's something I haven't done since the Denver Beaver Creek Gold Show because I've been busy working on the background with our permits, with some other surprises to the upside that are going to come out of Peru, getting programs going. You know, it's something I miss because connecting with shareholders is generally, and sharing this kind of enthusiasm generally works well for the share price. But now getting to go on the road for the next 6 weeks and show the world what we're up to, what we might find, I think we've missed a lot of shareholders that should be aware of this opportunity. If they're thinking any kind of exploration with potential huge reward on the end of it, this would rank, in my opinion, biasly and unbiasedly, as one of the best swings you can take as a shareholder in the commodity space. You do have to be prepared for a bit of volatility with US politics, with, you know, tax loss selling, not necessarily in our company because we're performing on the year, but across the entire industry. But I think what you really want to fall back on is the speculation that's going to build for Sombrero. Once we get our DIA permit, that's the real short strings towards a drill program starting. And the first drill hole we're anticipating to drill on nearby 109 meters of 0.7% copper gold equivalent. That was limited by cover. We couldn't keep sampling, but the odds of hitting in a copper system and or copper gold system is a lot higher than a gold system because gold can be erratic. So our confidence levels are extremely high. I wish we were drilling this a year ago, but I'm happy we're drilling it now because the copper market outlook is tremendously better than it was a year ago. It went from $3 a pound down to $2.50. Now it's on its way back up. I think $2.65 a pound today with a really positive outlook going forward.
Yeah, well, some pretty amazing news and good reason to be excited. And well, we're going to stay in touch. Again, take a look at the company's website. You find it at aurynresources.com. That's A-U-R-Y-N resources.com. Symbol, again, it's A-U-G, both on the TSX and the New York Stock Exchange American. Ivan, exciting times. Expect a lot of big news out of you the next time we speak.
Thank you. And I can't wait. I'm really excited. So thank you so much for catching up with me today.
A pleasure. Hey, any questions or comments out there, email us kl@carrylutz.com. Ivan, we'll be talking to you in another month or so.
Perfect. Look forward to it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.